Today on the Atlantic 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Devin Treacian, the Minister of Transportation and Economic Corridors for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks, Kyle, for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Main thing we wanted to talk about today is on the, on that economic corridors front. The province of Alberta recently signed an agreement with a couple of other provinces, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, to kind of collaborate on some economic corridor projects. Why don't you tell us a little bit of what's part of the deal here?
Sure. Well, it was a historic day for Alberta, and it's been many months in the making working with Saskatchewan and Manitoba to have a memorandum of understanding, essentially a deal in which the three prairie provinces will look at economic corridors existing already within our provinces, as well as across our borders, to be able to see whether it's a pipeline project, a rail project, market roads that need to connect to each other so you can actually have free-flowing truck traffic. All of that is included in this memorandum of understanding. And so harmonizing of regulations as well is included in this. So it was quite the historic day for the prairie provinces to link together, and also an offer to other provinces as well, and hopefully to get some leadership from the federal government to make Canada a place where, whether it's global businesses or global investments or, you know, new jobs coming into our province, Canada being a place in which you can have nation-building projects built again in Canada. So this is kind of stemming that tide, because we've all seen over the last decade or so billions of dollars worth of projects just not happening, whether they got canceled or just global investment dollars not even coming to Canada. So we're trying to turn that tide to make sure that Canada is a place that's open for business and new job creation.
Now, by having this kind of deal in place with Saskatchewan and Manitoba, what are some things that your guests looking to kind of improve as part of this agreement here?
So what's neat about this is working with First Nations on the ground and counties at some municipal levels of government, as well as provincial levels of government. We want to be able to find areas where we can essentially have a right of way that's taken out all the political and permitting risks, so that it's ready there to be developed. So like I said, whether it's a new utility line, whether it's fiber optics, whether it's a pipeline, whether it's a road or railway, all that political uncertainty and that bureaucratic red tape has all been taken care of. So this is kind of the new approach that the prairie provinces are having, and hopefully we can convince this model and get this model across the entire country so we can have big nation-building projects again.
And by having this kind of sort of collaborative effort here with the other provinces, how do you think this can help in getting more sort of economic investments happening in the area?
Well, the large projects like the 2,000-plus mile pipelines, whether it's Energy East or Northern Gateway, when we look at those big projects that would have, you know, been tens of billions of dollars, would have helped Alberta on the royalties to get billions of dollars to build roads and schools and hospitals here in Alberta, That's significant. And so we've just been brainstorming, trying to find ways when, whether it's on energy or whether it's even, you know, maybe Manitoba electricity being able to be imported to Alberta going westward. That's something that we wanted to look at so that every province could benefit from these economic corridors in whatever type of advantage that they have, whether it's resources or utilities. So it was really just a collaborative effort, and we looked at other jurisdictions and countries around the world that have economic corridor systems set up, whether it's Australia or Africa, where you can actually go across other countries' borders and have just essentially a right-of-way that's 100% cleared for businesses to be able to set up shop. So that's the model that we're taking with this.
Now, with this setup, how can this help in getting some kind of Alberta projects like, whether it's forestry or agriculture, oil and gas, those kind of things? How can that help with kind of getting them more kind of exported to other markets, if you will?
Well, especially on a local side, when actually we're talking with the Saskatchewan minister up near Fort McMurray and going east into Saskatchewan, that if it's a market road on the Saskatchewan side, that's great. But if it's not on the Alberta side, that's not great for commuters and businesses in the area. So being able to link our road networks as well, because, you know, businesses or communities, they're going to travel across our borders, even though there is a border. So to make sure that we have a road network that actually works and helps out local businesses as well is important. But also, and even more important, is to make sure that the folks living in the area can get home safely at the end of the day. So that's, again, looking, you know, beyond our own provincial borders is another aspect of this deal.
And finally, we have a guest join us here in the hot seat. We always like to throw in a little bit of a personal question. Now, we know we're coming up the last few days of the NHL regular season. Still quite a few, I think most of the playoff matchups of the first round are still kind of up in the air as to who could potentially play who. Now, when it comes to some of the matchups we could possibly get in the first round, what are some ones that you think could be really interesting to watch?
Well, if we play against LA, we've played against the Oilers, have played against them really well this year. But what really impresses me is the final stretch of this season. The Oilers have just been playing fantastic. We've been getting amazing goaltending. Our defense, especially at the trade deadline, got a lot stronger. And obviously the offensive firepower that we have and the depth scoring that we have now, especially with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and others stepping up. So it's not just the McDavid-Dreisaitl show. But when you add all of that together, no matter which team we go up against, we should have a really good chance that we play the great hockey that we've been playing as of late. So pretty exciting going into the playoffs this year.
We'll see how things pan out there. David Dreeschen, the Minister of Transportation and Economic Corridors for Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Kyle, and take care.